Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's Thursday.
Yes, it is. And I'm really excited because on Sunday, friends, please meet up with me at 21st Amendment in San Francisco. It's by the ballpark. I'm going to go around 5:30 and we can have drinks, you can have food, have some fun, and then we can walk over to Erica Jane together. So please join me at 21st Amendment this Sunday for a little pre-party.
And even if you're not going to Erica Jane, feel free to stop by before and have a drink with Summer Mary. It doesn't have to be exclusively Erica Jane. It's just a way to hang out. So consider it like a small jury meetup. And then if you're not going to Erica Jane, continue the party. And then maybe Mary will meet you out afterwards.
Pat the puss.
I feel like you've been practicing that, just waiting for Sunday.
I totally have.
Looking in the mirror, just like watching videos, just like tutorials on how, DMing Mikey something or another.
I keep on DMing Mikey because I'm like, Mikey, pull me up on stage.
You guys, Mary has this like really big, like just like dream that like she's going to get pulled up on stage. And it's like, And like Erica Jane is like Mariah Carey, where she's like, I don't know her.
But you guys help me fulfill this fantasy of mine. Everyone's like, what are you wearing? I'm like, I wasn't going to wear anything special, but I feel like I have to now. I do have a t-shirt dress and your white pumps. Those white pumps, my sister said I had to get rid of them because they're like so bad.
We've been telling you this for years.
But Erica Jane wears white pumps.
True. So maybe they're making a comeback and we don't know anything. So
like, did I really throw them out? No. Obviously have I not, not worn them in a couple of years? Yes. Maybe 6 months.
They're now considered vintage.
And, but I do have like a really big vision about my hair.
Please continue.
So I want to do a thin French braid, like up the middle, and then a really high ponytail with like crazy crimps.
So remember a second ago when you said you weren't dressing up? I loved it. I love it though. I'm 100% into it. We and want lots
of glitter. I also, wait, sorry. I have this, you know, remember when Shannon wore that green top for St. Patrick's Day?
Top of the morning. Yeah. With the sequins.
I have that top in gold. You guys, it's from Ann Taylor Loft. I might wear that as well.
100%. I got it with your white jeans and your white pumps.
Not white jeans though.
Is it after Labor Day?
I'm thinking pleather leggings.
Oh, this guys, I am.
You know, I haven't thought about this at all, guys.
Maybe we should do like you should do some outfits and let's put a poll up.
No.
And
no,
the jury can vote on your outfit.
No, it was so embarrassing.
Okay, so I just want to say, obviously, I've said week after week that I hate play-by-play. And this week, and I'm thinking that the ratings must not have done well week one. Because this week they tricked us.
Did they extra record on your end?
What the hell? I was like, I finished OC and then I just expected it to end. And usually by the end of OC, I'm like also on my phone or I'm like checking my computer, you know, like multitasking. And I realize it doesn't. All of a sudden play by play comes on and I'm like, what? And did I suffer for the 30 minutes? I did.
This exact same thing happened to me. And I thought it was like, I was like, oh, like the Comcast, they
wait
longer. Like that's why the DVR. I thought it was like, because you have.
No, so I have DirecTV now and I just signed up for it last week, as jurors might know, because I was like, somebody tell me the best streaming service. So I signed up for it last week. So I was like, oh, maybe I've set my recording things wrong. Like I just couldn't figure out. I was like, maybe it just like jumped into the TV. Like I had no idea because I didn't know what was going on. And I sat for 30 minutes and I watched it and it's still terrible.
I did too. The same thing happened to me. So, okay. I think Michael Yo hasn't watched any of The Housewives.
When he read off his note card, I was like, you don't have that line memorized?
No.
Get off my stage. I was pissed. Yeah.
Brendan should be the host. Jerry's like too forcing it.
Jerry's clearly like a super fan. Like we all know that. And like, we like him for that, but I feel like he's like, oh, he's like so thirsty for this like, and Brendan's like the cool guy.
He's like, I agree.
Like, just chill. Like, and so that's, I agree with that, but I also am like, and I'm sorry, can they not afford to have something better than like a 3G connection with Rebecca Romijn?
Oh my gosh, that Skype video or whatever that was terrible.
It's like they can't have her go into an NBC studio to give her opinion for 5 minutes. They can't have like a camera crew. Like that is, it's so ridiculous. And the fact that she said Joao would be her hall pass.
Ugh.
I was like, disturbing. It's always Steve Gold.
Is it? Okay, gosh, my hall pass. I did like the hall pass segment.
Okay, while you think about it, though, I do want to say one thing that really pissed me off is that they started off the show saying Shannon's ill-fitting jacket. And I was like, how fucking dare you? You don't get to comment on a woman's weight like that. Like, I get that they were probably, like, making a joke, but that's not how it went. It really made me mad. I was like, that's not funny. And then Jerry's like, oh, but I thought she was beautiful. I'm like, no, you already blew it.
I didn't think the jacket was that bad until people started talking about it. I didn't even notice it.
I remember seeing it in a photo and thinking, like, interesting choice. But I think, like, we'll get into that. But it just made me mad that they, like, thought that that was something that they should open their show with. It's like, you're being tacked on to Real Housewives of Orange County, so you must know that the ratings are not that good. Like, so you shouldn't insult these women. Right. Not worth it. Anyways, that's, again, I will always be shady with this until they invite us on, which will be never, and that's fine.
Okay, I think my hall pass would be Mauricio.
Wow.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
No. You can, that's, listen, everyone's allowed their choice, but just remember, when you're hooking up with Mauricio, you're also hooking up with John Turturro.
Yeah, I feel like that would be my guy.
I think he's too young for you, Mary. I feel like you need like a Ken Todd.
No. I like that, like, just like 40-year-old range. Oh. And then I wonder, I mean, I'm creeping on 40. I'll be 33 in November. Once I hit 40, will I still like 40, or will I like 50 or 60? What am I going to like?
So are you predicting that we'll still in 8 years not be married?
I think that's when I'll turn to the cougar side.
Oh, I like that. Okay, great. Okay, also, Ted, so LVP is like on the outs. Is she done with Beverly Hills? Is she even taping?
I have seen nothing of her. She is non-existent to me.
And today she's hawking Diff eyewear, and I'm like, what's happening? Oh, and yesterday, two things about yesterday. So I had a doctor's appointment and my doctor's in Beverly Hills. And as I was leaving,
you guys, 90210.
Yes. And as I was leaving, it's right next to Villa Blanca.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, interesting. And there were like maybe four people in there.
Mm. They don't even feature that on the show anymore.
Yeah. Well, because there's nobody there. Like, okay. Nobody. And then on my way to the doctor, I like texted Mary. I just like, there's this one stretch on Santa Monica Boulevard where there's like six lights in Beverly Hills and there's like maybe 100 feet in between them. So you're basically just stop and go the whole time. So I'm like, you know, stuck there looking. I look left and who is in the car next to me but NeNe Leakes?
That's pretty wild to me.
She was being driven.
Okay.
So I don't know who the person driving her, if it was like a publicist, it was in a Mercedes, it could have been like a friend, it could have been somebody that works with her, it could have been a really nice Uber and she just sat front seat because it was a two-seater. But let me tell you, she looked great.
Tell me
so
more about.
She had her blonde wig and it was in a low ponytail. She's on her like what, seventh nose job. It looks wonderful. Her makeup was on par. I mean, I was trying to like sneak a picture, but you know, we were like so close to each other that it was like clearly it would have been weird.
Do you think you guys ever made eye contact?
No. I mean, I rolled down my window and I yelled, "Follow two judgy girls."
No, you didn't.
You're right. I didn't do that.
I would have done that.
No. So I didn't do that. But I just was like, but she looked, I thought she looked like really lovely.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
And the trailer for Atlanta came out this week and it looks dramatic.
Okay. So, and Portia's pregnant and just got engaged as well.
Yeah. Which like makes me sad because it's like, you know, they kicked Kenya off and it's like Kenya and Portia could have had this whole pregnancy storyline. Like Kenya the whole time has been faking these like relationships and like being pregnant, whatnot. And she's actually pregnant. It's like, she's finally where she's at and we don't get to see it.
Now, and why did she get let go?
I think because she wasn't giving enough of her life because her husband didn't want her to be on the show. Mm-hmm. Which I think is a travesty because I actually really enjoyed her on Atlanta.
Well, I mean, Gina's doing the exact same thing, so.
Yeah. Gina from New York?
No, Gina from Orange County. Her husband's not on the show.
I know. I meant she's from New York, not New Jersey. I nailed my comedy bits today.
Well, Gina, I like always think of Gina
Keo. Yeah, which, who also needs to come back.
I think
Gina's such a random name. Gina's such a random, not random name, but like relatively original. Like I don't know a ton of Ginas. And Peggy's in like a relatively like different name. And there's been two on both.
Remember, we've talked about this before. What is Peggy short for?
Pegasus?
No, it's Margaret. Margaret and then you go by Peggy.
Oh my God, I forgot about this and it's still weird. It's still really weird.
I think it's really cute. Like if I had an Aunt Margaret, I would totally name a kid Margaret and then call her Peggy. No, I like that.
First off, my kid would be Margie or Margie.
Margie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just then like she, Marge.
And then she, yeah. Jersey. And then she would say, and they'd say, oh, what's that short for? And she'd say, Margarita. And then she'd give you a shot of tequila.
I want to meet that baby.
Yeah. I mean, it'll probably never happen, but yes, you can meet. I'll be a dog mom. That'll be my dog's name. Okay. Also, The Hills got some big news this week.
Oh my gosh. Marissa Cooper. I mean, Misha Barton.
We should always remember her as Marissa Cooper, though, because that was like the apex of her career.
That's the only thing I can think of with her. And has Sixth quite Sense. A downfall. The Sixth as
Sense.
Well.
Come on. She was on The Sixth Sense. She was like the little girl ghost that barfs. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
Wait, she also, wasn't she really good friend with Paris Hilton's friend, the Brandon guy that
Brandon
said
Davis?
Lindsay Lohan has a fire crotch?
Oh my God, probably. They all probably did drugs together.
Yeah, I think they partied really hard together.
Wait, can we also talk about Lindsay Lohan this week?
Oh my gosh. That video of her trying to take those homeless people's kids and speaking in, I don't know what accent she was speaking.
She knew like three Arabic words, and then she would say one of them as if like that meant something. But I was like reading these articles and somebody said like, no, those aren't like actual meanings of words. They're just like kind of like words.
Oh, it was like, crash with them.
No.
How are you? And then she was
like, don't fuck. Accent. Don't. Like, she's like, don't. Yeah.
Why are you taking your friends, your kids? I saved them. You're, human trafficking.
She's like, don't fuck with Pakistan. I was like, oh, are you Pakistani now?
It was the most disturbing, bizarre scene. And it was long. It was a long live video.
When that mom punched her in the face, I was like, hell yeah.
And then she goes about, she like clearly deletes it after a while. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then she just goes about posting on Instagram like it never happened.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, it's October 3rd. It's like, wait, you were literally trying to kidnap a child 3 days ago. And then the best part of the video too, right? Like after she gets punched, the accent goes away. And then she's like, I just never seem to get what I want. It's like, what did you, I'm not, what? Stop. Like go, Club Lohan needs you.
I cannot wait for the premiere of that. And you have really been diving into another reality TV show. We got to experience that on Sunday night.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I know plenty of people have been DMing us like all the time. Like, you guys need to watch like 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. It's so good. And it's like, I know. But I just hadn't had time. And then this weekend, I just had like a weekend of doing like basically nothing. And I was like, it's time. So I dove in. Granted, I started on season 2 on accident.
Mm.
But once I got like 2 or 3 episodes in, I was like, I must finish this. It is the best show I've ever seen. Like watching Real Housewives this week was so, it paled in comparison. Like I was like, this means nothing to me. It's like after you've had, it's like everything's bland. That was so sweet. And now I'm disappointed.
Well, so I've only watched 90 Day Fiancé. I haven't watched before the 90 days.
Did you watch my stories?
Okay.
No, did you watch them? I'm asking.
No.
Okay. That's right. Okay. My bad. But let me just tell you, I've heard 90 days is ridiculous, but like, and I have to get into that, but let me tell you about before the 90 days.
Okay.
So we have like 5 couples. We have Paul and Karini. Karini's from Brazil, doesn't speak any English. Paul's from America, speaks 0 Portuguese.
Right, and they use their phones as a translator.
Like literally, they should name they should name their daughter Siri because it's ridiculous. Like they can't talk to each other.
And she's 21 and he's like 32.
Yeah, and she's really gone down. She was like hot, and now she's like, I'm like, I don't know if she showers.
30 pounds.
Yeah, well, I think she was pregnant, and then like of course on the episode on Sunday night, like she had a miscarriage, which was like super sad to watch. I'm like, I'm supposed to be making fun of these people, not like empathizing with them.
Was she pregnant with his baby?
That, well, you know, that's like the controversy. Like there's a lot of controversy in behind the scenes. So maybe.
Okay.
Maybe, but he would like he'll come around and be like, you need to take a pregnancy test and an STD test because he like thinks she's like always cheating on him.
Mm-hmm. He's paranoid.
Yes, always. Like, and he wears
seems to lack social skills, though.
Yeah, and he wears like apparently like 300-pound shoes or something because the way he runs is like he's literally shit his pants and then has to run somewhere. And then he wears this like vest that looks like a bulletproof vest, but it's actually a cooling vest because it's so hot there. But like, instead of wearing it like under your shirt to like cool down, he wears it on top of his shirt.
Wait, I've seen this because I've basically watched like a few episodes.
Yeah.
And I like was like, why is he wearing a bulletproof vest? Yes. I didn't realize that was the purpose.
Yes, it's a cooling vest. So then let's move on to another couple. So then we have Ricky. Mm-hmm. And Ricky went out to...
I know. He's the Colombian woman, right?
He went to Colombia to basically try to, like, fuck a 16-year-old girl. So he flew all the way out here. And, like, the goal of this show, before the 90 days, is at the end of this to get engaged. And then you go... Then you graduate to 90-day fiancé. You know, like, that's what this is before. Then you do the 90-day. And then I think there's, like, another spinoff that's, like, 90 days happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I've got to cancel my Europe trip. I have
so much to catch
I'm
up
literally
on.
Thinking, like, even Stassi DM'd me and she was like, you have to watch. And I was like, I think I'm going to download them. I'm going to, like, pay money and download them so I can watch them while I'm, like, going abroad.
That sounds well worth it.
Right? So, okay. So then we have Ricky who, yes, went for Melissa. And I think that there's, like, something fishy about it. Like, I honestly think he was being, like, catfished by somebody who, like, knows Melissa but was, like, using Melissa's pictures because he was sending all of this money abroad.
Now, and didn't he sleep with her and, like, call her the wrong name?
No. So hold up. So he meets – so Melissa finally shows up, right? Like, he's been waiting at this restaurant for 3 hours, basically. And he keeps going, you know, if she's not here in 15 minutes, I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm going to leave. But, like, says this, like, 12 times until she finally shows up. So then she basically is like, I can't hang out with you tomorrow. I have to go to school. Like, so I'm like, so it's like – so she kind of like blows him off. So then he's like all devastated. And so then he's like, oh, but then I went on Colombian Cupid and I met Jimena.
Right. And this is the woman I think he slept with.
Yes. And he called her.
Called the wrong name.
And he doesn't say Melissa. He says Melissa. Mm. And it's like, please stop. It's Melissa. But anyway, so yes, he calls her. But then here's the thing. He's married this entire time.
What?
He's married.
I knew they were on that boat and he was like, I really need to tell you something.
No, and it was about, that was about Melissa. He never tells us on the show. This is from, I've then deep dove into the internet and thankful to jurors that also DM'd like a ton of information to me about this.
Out of all of those couples, I would have never thought he was.
Yeah, so
I'm disappointed in him.
So he basically like duped it, and him and his wife have like a production company, so they were trying to get like screen time for their company, and so he went on this show. It was like, there are plenty of other shows. Like, I'm just not sure if the fiancé show is the thing that a married guy should go on. Like, go on The Amazing Race. Go on Survivor.
Oh.
Join Big Brother.
There's that poor Colombian woman.
So then apparently I saw this article that she doesn't even live in Colombia. She's a student at like the University of Florida. What? I feel duped.
Wow.
But here's a bigger dupe.
Okay.
John and Rachel.
Okay. Now which one are they again?
John lives in Europe. Rachel has a baby named Lucy who she got pregnant with while she was talking to John. They met on the karaoke app.
Okay. I knew he was a liar because I'm like, he's kind of good looking, I would say. And actually she is too. But his whole, like, their visa part because he basically, like, has a big criminal record. So, like, so, that's the obstacle for them.
No. So here's what's interesting. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Break it down. Okay. So the drama is that she basically flies to England to meet him. And
with the baby.
With the baby, who looks an awfully lot like John.
Stop.
And the thing is that people said they've actually met before. And people say that Lucy might be his baby.
Oh my God.
But they're basically duping the show in order to like do all this. So she like, because they met on the karaoke app, quote unquote, fell in love. She's apparently already gone. Like they were already engaged before the show. There's like all this drama.
The ring was really big.
Yeah. And he's a trash man. So
I told you trash men make a lot of money. I'm
so
serious.
Yes, but I was also thinking like, no, like he like is a trash sorter. So he has like a belt that comes across and then he sorts the trash. So I'm like, maybe that ring came through the trash. He saw it. He kept it, shined it up a little bit, proposed to her. And when Lucy was born, she sent him a piece of her umbilical cord.
Ew.
And that's why I think it's John's baby. And okay. I think that they've already been together and they're using this show. They have like a, they have like an Instagram account like called like Follow Our Fairy Tale. And they basically have like this GoFundMe where they've raised money to like help us fly back and forth.
Ew. Yes. Okay. I don't like that.
So then Rachel, this, I believe it was this week. Maybe it was like last week. I don't know. I watched them all at the same time. So I don't really, so it was this week for me. So Rachel went wedding dress shopping and she went.
I saw this.
In a black sports bra. With her friend who had black eyeliner up to her eyebrows. And then the not Kleinfeld's Say Yes to the Dress person had like something about Mary hair. It was like, I'm like, what the hell is happening in Albuquerque?
I saw that as well. And she couldn't afford the like $800 dress.
Yeah. And it's like, I just, something's fishy.
I agree.
Something's fishy. Okay.
Wait, I just looked up a garbage truck driver. They make $85,000 a year.
But he doesn't drive trucks, probably because okay, he has criminal record. Like, I wouldn't even be surprised if he has, like, 12 DUIs. He's a fighter, but he fights for women. So, you know, that makes it okay. And, like, none of his friends think he'll be faithful. And he's like, oh, I've been in plenty of open relationships. It's very strange. But
I saw that.
The real couple, though. And I'm probably forgetting. Oh, before I get to the best couple, I'm going to go to the second best. I'm going to the second best couple.
Okay.
It's Angela and Michael.
Which one are they?
Angela's the white trash redneck, and Michael is the Nigerian.
Oh, yeah. And Michael. He had like 1,000 girls that he was following on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls her fat to her face.
He calls her fat. And then he said,
has a scandal. Her daughter's in trouble right now.
Yes. Her daughter has been arrested for statutory rape of like a 16-year-old. It's like a family friend. Very strange. They've been on Maury? Is that the show?
Yeah, Maury.
They've been on Maury twice.
Mm-hmm.
Angela is like 25 years older than Michael, and he keeps calling her. He keeps saying like he has to respect his elders.
Baby.
No. And he's basically, and like when she showed up to Nigeria, she brought him a MAGA hat, a Trump 2016 shirt, and then she got mad at him and she said, "You're not going to wear my president's hat." And took the hat back. And then the best part was he was driving, giving a ride to somebody, and they didn't have money. So instead they gave him a blowjob. And she was like, before I could realize what was happening, it was over. And I was like, how does that work? Here's the grossest part. At one point, she goes to meet his mom. His mom makes her a delicacy of something that did not look appealing to me either. But, you know, you be respectful and you eat it. She put a bite in her mouth. She pushed it to the side, said, "Michael, you come give me a kiss. Chewed it, then kissed him, spit it into his mouth, trying for nobody to see it. Kissed him again. He then chewed and swallowed it.
Ew.
I screamed so loud. I'm like,
that's amazing.
I'm like, she just baby birded in front of his mom.
Oh, God.
And then when she proposed to him, she pulled an American flag that had the ring inside. She had wrapped the ring in an American flag and pulled it out. And he waved it like he had just won the Price is Right.
Well, I mean, basically he is. It's like, clearly, how long do you even have to be married for?
No, so you can get a fiancé permit. That's the whole thing. It's a 90-day fiancé because in 90 days, I think you have to get married from when the person comes over to America. I could be totally wrong on that part, but I'm assuming there's some reason of a 90 days. So you get a fiancé visa.
Okay, and the last couple. We got to wrap this thing
up. I'm sorry. You're totally right. I know, but it's just like I'd rather talk about this show than any of the other ones, any of the other housewives. But Darcy and Jesse.
And he's like 23 from Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm. And Darcy is a psycho twin who, like, her sister was on the after show. I was like, I can't tell them apart. Oh, I also forgot one couple. Right? And it does.
Her eyebrows are insane.
Yes. I also forgot about Tarek and Hazel, but that's just a hot mess. And we can talk about that another time.
Okay.
But Darcy and Jesse literally. So here's the scoop is apparently she put an ad out to basically a casting call for somebody to be her fiancé. That's overseas.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, so that is.
They just like fight all the time, and she has two daughters, and she lives in Connecticut.
She and so he's like one time he's cutting steak, and she's like, "You need to cut it on the bias, on the bias, cut it on the bias."
I know how my girls like it.
I worked in a restaurant. And so, and basically, so then he flew up, he left, he flew back out to New York to break up with her. She shows up in all white and like a suitcase that as if she was coming to New York for 4 weeks. Mm. All white, meets him in the park. He tells her to meet him in the park. She's wearing like a white dress. Like, I literally think she thought she was going to get engaged and they were going to like get married right there.
And he broke up with her.
Oh, they didn't even like get to the breakup part. They just got in the car in the Uber. First off, they got in an Uber, which is so sad. That poor Uber driver. 5 stars, I hope. Mm-hmm. And just screamed at each other. And then they both were yelling like, get me out of this car, with nobody moving and nobody doing anything. And finally, they left. So anyways, I'm excited for this week. I'm going to try to story it again.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Good job.
I'm sorry. I just talked for way too long. And I've even told Mary, I was like, I can't even talk that much today. Here we are.
But you did.
But I did. I'm sorry.
I am watching. I found a little drama that I'm liking. It's called 7 Seconds and it's on Netflix.
Okay. What's
it about?
They
just won an Emmy. It's, you know.
Regina King.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's basically about like these dirty cops in New Jersey and I'm all in.
Okay.
So I only have 2 episodes left.
Interesting because it's not a docuseries, but somebody did recommend, have you been watching on Oxygen, the Jessica Chambers series?
No.
Okay. People have been DMing and recommending that you check that out. It's a murder case. So I think you'll really like it.
I did get some other ones, but I'd already watched them.
Yeah. Some other shows I've checked out is A Million Little Pieces. It's kind of like ABC's version of like This Is Us with the drama.
Okay.
I really enjoy it. It has James Rhode from Psych, who I really like, Ron Livingston, a.k.a. Burger. And it's basically like a friend commits suicide and then they're all kind of like left to pick up the pieces. It's on ABC on Wednesdays at 10. I really enjoyed it. It's been 2 weeks. I mean, sometimes you just like need to cry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love This Is Us.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So I would recommend checking that one out.
Okay. Wait, let's talk a little bit about the premiere of Below Deck.
What'd you think?
I'm totally all in. I love Kate and her resting bitch face. And Captain Lee is just such an authoritarian. He gives me inspiration for my classroom of how to act.
What did he say? He said something like he was talking about the reef and he was like, if it's a nail up your ass or something like that. And I was like, these like isms that he have always like crack me up.
No, his presence is just scary. Like you automatically respect him.
Oh, totally.
And I need to figure out how to get that in people about me.
Just like, it's like that Michael Scott from The Office line where he's like, would I like to be feared or loved? I'd like to be loved so much I'm feared or something like that. I butchered it, but that's what you have to do.
That's what I want my students to fear me.
Yeah.
Respect. Just not a Diana Ross song.
You should basically say, I think maybe you should trick them and be like, there used to be 32 kids in this class. And then.
Well there is 32.
Oh, okay. So then there used to be 33 kids in this class. I made up a number. I had no idea how many kids you have.
I told them, like, I have these bouncy ball chairs and they're literally stabbing them with pencils and breaking them. I'm like, you guys, if you do that, like, it's gone. I'm not replacing them and you owe me $20. So I told them that I have a camera set up in the classroom. Ooh. That I can find out everything. And they're like, that's the camera. There is like this weird thing in the classroom that totally looks like camera. I'm like, yeah, maybe that's it.
But maybe it isn't.
There's no camera, guys.
But I actually, just watching this episode this week, I was like, this is just better than Below Deck Med. I know people say that, but there's just something about, I think because Captain Lee and Kate are so, I feel like they're, like you said, like highly respected.
And they do a duo.
And they do a good job. So it's like, Hannah was like kind of lazy this past season. Also, I heard they're taping again and Colin is back.
I had some suspicions about that.
You don't think he's back or you think he's back?
I think he didn't commit to something because he had to do that.
Oh, interesting. I think he didn't commit to somebody because somebody told him about us. But anyways, besides the point. And Adam is not back. Sorry, Mary. I know how much you like him.
Well, he didn't really bring it this season.
He didn't. But what do you think about the new chef this season? Adrian. Okay. The walking Kama Sutra.
He's like malnourished. I mean, I feel horrible for him. His dad just passed, who was a captain. Uh-huh. But he's just like zen and like, he does some freaky stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
He probably meditates and like he's
like tantric sex.
Totally.
Yeah.
He like explodes during his meditation and he hasn't even touched one part of his body. That's what I imagine.
Did you ever see that movie 40 Days and 40 Nights or something with Josh Hartnett where basically he gives up sex for Lent?
Mm-hmm.
And remember he like Shannon Sossaman, he like gets her to like orgasm by just like blowing a flower over her body.
Right.
That's Adrian.
There's something, some freaky stuff going on, yeah. Like with dark chocolate
and the strobe lights that he has for the desserts.
But I mean, apparently it's the like most delicious thing ever.
Everything looked amazing. I wanted some of it.
I would have been down.
So also, I noticed that there's also a Ross and a Chandler.
Dying. The Friends cast.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for that. That was the joke.
I know.
Oh, okay. Chandler, I think, is not going to do a good job. Somebody gets fired this season, it might be Chandler.
Oh, I think the Caroline crazy gets fired.
Don't shush me.
Everyone was saying, so basically, like, I put up some stories and everyone was saying she looks like Stassi.
Mm-hmm. She does, like older version of Stassi.
And darker hair.
Yeah, like a reddish brunette Stassi. She reminds me of Rocky, a little bit of Jen. It's like, where do they find these?
Completely a Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like she will be hooking up with the bosun.
Oh, interesting.
I think she's going to hook up with Chandler.
Okay.
Then Ashton is the guy that falls off the boat who's going to hook up with the
Riley?
Other deckhand. Riley.
So
from the Alaskan fisherman.
Yes. So I also thought Riley could have been the one who was getting fired because she had a lot of tude today. Or in the episode. Like, I felt like she just kept being like Ashton was like, oh, hey, like kind of telling her, like, you know, you might be like a fisherwoman and on a boat. Maybe like when you're on a yacht, things have to be like precise and done. She's like, yeah, I know. Like, she just had a lot of attitude that I was like, ooh. I don't know if it's going to fly over. So those are my predictions for who I think would be kicked off.
Okay. And I did really appreciate Steve Bradley and his...
That guy likes a lot of pasta.
I mean, I feel like I also never got like a clear shot of his fiance, his 32-year-old fiance, and he's 60.
I also don't know if I got a clear shot of his face either. Like, I felt like there was just so much movement. Like, I could not keep up with what was going on.
Like, him on the jet ski was so scary. He's clearly like wasted from the night before. Like,
yeah, it was very strange. And I guess I kind of understood, like, Chandler clearly hasn't been like a bosun on like one of these things, but it's like if the TV cameras are there, like you literally could get in a lot of trouble.
Right.
You know, but it's like when he was like, I'm not going to do this. Like, I don't wear life jackets. It's like, well, didn't you wear one last season?
Right. And then I felt like he was more into Ashton being Cupid as a server than his fiance.
He acted like he was so surprised. It's like, you literally requested this.
He was overly excited, though. Do you think they have threesomes?
Oh, yeah.
With 500 balloons in the room?
That also, I was like, I do not want anyone to ever put balloons.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to Alo Moves. moves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG, allomoves.com, code TJG.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out, because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys,
you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Like that in my room. Just hot sacks of your breath.
Like, just was not necessary.
No, it didn't like look nice or anything. And like, if I was that girl, I'd be like, thank you. But she's clearly, I mean, does he have a lot of money? Because didn't he also say he doesn't have a small penis? Or he does have a small penis? Or is that somebody else?
I don't remember him commenting quite about that. I know, I don't.
Okay, ignore me. Ignore that then. Mm-hmm. And what did you think about Josiah? This is the first time that we've had a male stewardess.
Oh, I think he'll be fabulous. Mm-hmm. And I love that Kate's already like, he's going to be my bestie.
I love that he was like, I was a butler. And I'm like, oh my God, there's only room for Michael, but you can come. Two butlers on Bravo?
Oh my gosh. What if they like... Spinoff? What if they be... Yeah, like a spinoff of butlers where they go into different houses for 6 weeks or something.
Didn't MTV have like a show like that at some point? Or like there was something about like how, remember P. Diddy used to have a guy who held his umbrella?
I mean, Kim Kardashian still does.
Yeah, but like he had a guy and that guy was like given a show on MTV or something. I don't know. I could be wrong. If any of you remember that, please DM us and let us know, because I'm very much wondering. But okay, moving
on. Should we talk about our sponsor this week?
Sure. Yes, because you're going to have some at...
The Pretty Mess. I'm going to bring some morning recovery. Guys, Summer Mary swears by it.
And apparently Fall Mary does too.
It works with Fall Mary the best, actually, for Teacher Mary. So yeah, if I'm going to have a few glasses of wine, I have my wine, I drink my morning recovery at the same time, and I wake up fresh as a daisy, people.
Mm-hmm. And I love the peach taste of it.
It's fantastic. You can even actually have morning recovery with vodka. You can make a morning recovery drink with alcohol in it.
Oh, wow. That's inception. You're over here living in 2038 while we're still in 2018.
But you guys can easily go to their website. It's morningrecoverydrink.com. And you can use code TJG for $5 off. And the people that have already bought it swear by it. So...
I mean, it's great. And if you're thinking about it, take the plunge. Or if you're an SF, on Sunday, come try it. You can basically sample it before you buy it.
And they're actually in a lot of new liquor stores now.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So you can kind of find it a lot of different places. So I would definitely, I know the holidays are coming up, Halloween, Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, all those parties that you're definitely going to have one or too many glasses of wine to get through.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So go and buy your morning recovery and DM us about your experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk. Nothing happened this week on either of these shows. And I'm just like, and I'm telling you, it's like I watched Orange County on Monday and I was like, I need Jesse. I need Darcy. I need Angela.
Okay. I did love the Vicky and Steve motorcycle ride. I was also flabbergasted that she has never been on the back of a motorcycle. And then I just had all of these flashbacks of Tamara with
Simon,
her biker
Simon
crew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When she showed Simon the tattoo on her finger to try to save the marriage.
Yes. And like their Harley Davidsons. And I'm like, really? Vicky never came along with them on a ride? It just seems.
I know. And they went to Mutt Lynch's in Newport. And I'm like, I've had many a schooner there. And remember Gretchen got her pink Harley from Jeff, RIP. Yes. Yeah. I know. I also was like, but Vicky is so like extra where she's like, no, don't go that fast. And it's like, I'm sure Steve loves that you're screaming in his ear.
He's literally like, quit, you're screaming.
Like
he's totally like the old crotchety man.
But like, again, why is he with her?
I don't know. And I thought it was like Dinero. Really funny. What was that?
Dinero.
Remember Dinero, that? Yeah. I also thought it was really funny. She's like, I'll get a Diet Coke and a lettuce wrap. And like, you're going out for a ride. Like, you can't get a beer? Come on.
Also, like, lettuce fiber, you don't want to shit your pants on a motorcycle. I'm just saying. And like, you know, she does pee her pants, so it could be a real quick thing.
For sure. For sure. And then I also thought it was really interesting. Like, she basically told Steve she should have stayed with Dawn.
It's like too open. Bye, Vicky. Off the show.
No, but it's like, don't tell Steve that. Obviously. You know?
But I mean, what's like, the difference?
You know, it led me to you. Like, because Dawn and I didn't work out, I found you, you know?
But remember, first I found Girth Brooks. But then he faked cancer. And then he, like, cheated on me. So I had to, like, get rid of him. But I gave him new teeth. But then it led me to you.
Right.
But first was Domenico. And I found him in the mall. And then I fucked him. And then he made Italian dinner for all my friends. But then it led me to you. What about the guy in Mexico that I cheated on Dawn with that looked like Dawn when I went on my trip with Tamara? Lick it, suck it, muck it, fuck it, whatever. But then it led me to you.
You're on fire today.
Stop. Oh, stop. Okay, sorry.
I did like her expression, water your own grass. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you've never heard that because people say the grass is greener.
Right. So I like loved that. Water your own grass. I need to water my grass.
Maybe that's a quote you should put on your wall in your classroom. Water your own grass and don't pop the bouncy balls.
Yeah. And don't ask me any questions.
Yeah. So the big thing this week was like Shannon going on QVC. And like we had I have a lot of comments about this. One, fuck Tamara. Mm-hmm. It really annoyed me when Tamara showed up and she kept cussing in front of Shannon's daughter, who's like 16. And you know, Shannon does not curse in front of her daughters. And it like really just was like, you can't take Tammy Sue anywhere. Like if that was like my mom and she was saying that, my mom would be like, can you not cuss in front of my kid?
I think Shannon says bad words in front of her kids.
Yeah, but I don't think like I just felt like it was like there was like this weird level of like she's 16. Don't do that. And it's like your daughter is turning is like doesn't even talk to you.
Yeah, that didn't bother me at all, actually.
Oh, I don't know. Like she kept doing it, and I was like, it just is like Tamara, stop. I also thought she was a bad friend to Shannon.
When she was watching it?
Yeah, she just kept being like, Shannon's so negative. And I get like what she was trying to say is like be positive, but like Shannon wanted to be real, and I thought Shannon was real, and I just thought like she kept being like, oh, and I was like, Tamara. You run a shitty business called Cut Fitness. You didn't even capitalize on a national market. You took it regional and nobody comes to your gym. So who are you to be giving tips to Shannon about anything?
So you're clearly your hatred towards Tammy Sue is coming out strong.
I don't think I'm wrong.
Okay, like to me, I loved seeing Shannon's kind of like I loved her like approving the daughter's clothes before she went on the trip.
I thought it was and, so cute. I thought that was really like, cute. My mom would I do the same that. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I loved that. And you know, I love this idea that maybe like this is a way for her to separate from David and like not be financially dependent on him.
Well, the restaurant she was opening with the Z Pizza owner clearly didn't open.
No. But wait, some people sent us the reviews of the food.
It's not good.
It's really bad.
It's one star. And it's so sad, too, because the reviews aren't, like, mean, like, sparkle dog food, like, where they're just like, my dog shit out pink. Like, it's like, I wanted to support Shannon, but I don't want cream cheese in my salmon.
No, but it was more like it was just really awful tasting. And
yeah, they're just like fish should not be reheated, which is 100% true. It should not be.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I want Shannon to succeed because I want her to get her groove back. She is looking amazing recently. Also, her white talking head interview, this new one that she premiered this week, she looks fantastic.
She looks good in that, but then she was on something this week.
Watch What Happens Live.
Too high. But also, I Tamara was helping her get ready before. I'm like, why isn't your hair like done? Her hair looked like she just did it herself.
Yeah. Well, she spent most of the time trying to get in that jacket.
Wait, and then I loved the story of Sophie stealing David's new Porsche.
Oh, it was like vindication.
Oh my gosh, taking it on a joyride. Shannon got so much pleasure out of this. Yeah. Takes it on a joyride and then hits the garage when she comes back. Uh-huh. I was like, oh my gosh. And so David's punishment is he took her car away, which I completely support. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was really funny that the other daughter had to get the keys for him. I'm like, how do you not have a set of keys to your child's car and like can move it wherever you want?
Because David's at Live Laugh Loser's house talking, like hanging out with her kid. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I like really don't like when kids have control. I'm like, if that ever happened, like I would be so dead.
I think that's like just a personal problem for you because you're a teacher and you don't have control right now. Which I get. No, I agree. But I think it's like it's at an all-time high for you right now. So this really registered with you.
No, because I'm like, you're the parent. Like you have the right control. You can take away their car. You don't have to find their keys. Like I just that assume, should be a thing.
I just assume though that he's like very hands-off now. Like I think he's now a Disneyland dad. He like gets the kids on the weekend. He mm-hmm. get like Shannon is like full time, and I think they want to live with Shannon. Like I feel like with him, they kind of just have to put their time in because that's part of the custody arrangement. Like I don't, I don't think they like their dad and what he did to the mom or to Shannon.
I agree with that.
Okay. Also, though, do you want to talk about her actual when she was on QVC when she dropped the card? When she like they're like open the microwave. She's like they're like never mind, don't open the microwave.
I feel like that would be really hard. And 8 minutes is a long time to talk about one product.
And when she talked about her weight, I was like, no, I love that. I thought that was so real. And yeah, I think
grab the belly.
Like, I thought it was so real where she was like, look, I'm trying to like lose weight. Like sometimes you gain weight, things happen and I'm trying to get rid of it. And so I started this line and I was like, you know, if I wanted to pay $12 for Lean Cuisine, I would buy this.
Right.
I don't because one, I have to buy $100 worth of them, but I don't want to buy a $12 Lean Cuisine. I'm eating Top Ramen.
Right.
But I did love after the fact too. Like all the girls were like super supportive though, which I loved. And it reminded me of like when, and they showed a flashback of when like Heather was on QVC.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I love the prank, not the prank calling. They were actually really trying to buy food.
At the Love Shack.
Yeah.
Kelly's house is beyond tacky to me.
Yeah, but I also, like, weirdly love it.
Oh, I mean, I get, like, she's doing this whole Love Shack thing, but it's, like, too shabby chic.
I'm into it. But I just, I'm really into Kelly Dodd. When she's, like, on fire, I'm into it. Like, her watching Jolie at the theater thing when she was, like, dorks. Like,
I also feel like she's, like, you know, she takes after her dad with the musical theater. Like, I felt like she was trying to say, like, Michael's gay.
Maybe, but I just...
There was definitely some undertones there.
Yeah, I could see that. But I also thought, too, like, she was just, like, making a joke about the whole thing. Like, it just, like, when she was laughing, I was like, oh, my God, that would be me.
That's, like, me all day, every day. Like, when I have to be serious, and then I, like, turn around and laugh to myself. Like, I am Kelly Dodd in that way.
Yeah, but when she, like, couldn't keep it together, I was like, oh, man. She's like, I just thought theater kids are dorks. But I love how good – I think she's a really good mom.
The way that she says dorks is, like, dorks.
Yeah.
Dorks.
She, like, really emphasizes
really powerful. She's in Hilton Head at, like, some health retreat right now. Yeah, she lost 3 pounds in one day, guys.
It's like when I say K's instead of G's. Like, we all have our quirks, you know?
Totally. I did feel – I, like, loved the Gina's parents part, and her dad was, like, so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And they just – I loved it, and they were, like, basically, like, they're going to move out here. He only has 2 more years. I felt like – that was just such a touching scene.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I thought – I really like Gina this season. Like, I want her to stick around because I want to see her. I think she brings –
See how the story – she has – we have more story to be told here.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, you know, if the divorce hopefully, like, goes well or whatever, like, Matt should come on the show. First off, she's hot – or he's hot. I want to see him.
Mm-hmm.
But I just – I would be down to watch her be single and, like, live her life.
Yeah. And I love that she's like, you know what? Like, you guys live in a different, from a different generation. And I know I'm doing what's best for my kids. And I'm not being selfish by doing this.
Okay. I did laugh, though, when she was like, well, yeah. And then the insurance. And like, Vicky basically sold her on insurance.
But also, like, how did you not know you couldn't be on insurance?
I think
that's a red flag. Because that's like the Shannon not paying water.
No, think about it, right? You're legally allowed to be on your parents' insurance until you're 26. And I bet she got married to Matt and just went on to his insurance. She's literally never paid for insurance. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, she literally just has gone from like her parents' insurance to the next insurance.
I mean, but I feel like that's like such a hot topic in America. It's like, why do you think have to have jobs is because they have to have insurance. I mean, people stay at their jobs so they can have insurance till Medicare.
I'm confused. Do you think Gina reads the news?
E! News.
There you go. And that's insurance is a huge subject there. They're like, make sure you get your insurance at the same place that Morgan Stewart did.
I mean, I just think about that all the time. I'm like,
oh, I mean, agree. I'm like, I can never leave my job.
Exactly. I need the insurance.
Like, when I had to do some
Obama. Cobra's way too expensive.
When I was doing some Obamacare, I was like, what the hell? I was like, give me the cheapest plan possible and I will just pray to the gods I will never get sick or break anything. / I'm living in a bubble. I will be bubble girl and I will just like never leave my house.
I've never broken anything.
Knock on wood. Me neither.
Fun fact.
Yeah. I mean, I did fall downstairs the other week and I thought I broke my ankle, but it was just a slight sprain, so we're okay.
All good.
Yeah. Okay. This season, like, it's just, people are saying this.
To Jamaica. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Like, the season, people are like, oh my God, the season is so much better than last year. It was like, anything is better than that dog shit of a season last year.
I agree with that, but it's been weird. It's been super inconsistent. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll get a great Mexico episode, and then we had this week's.
Yeah.
And then we got a great Valentine's Day heart.
Yeah, the whatever. Twerps and dorks and losers.
Kill yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I'll mm-hmm. kill you, not yeah. kill yourself.
Right, I know what you meant. But yeah, so it's like, just give us, like, get us to Mexico. It's like, that's how I felt about Dallas this week, too, is Dallas has been so good, and then this episode was, like, fluffer. And I know they have to have these fluffer episodes, because then it's preparing us for, you know, like
building
a three-part vacation. Like, where are the Dallas girls going again? Do we know?
Oh, to find out more about Carrie's heritage and... Was okay. it Denmark or Copenhagen?
Right. I couldn't remember in the show with it. Yeah, you're right. Something like that.
That was like their lead in this week.
Yeah. Like, oh, don't you feel like we should go on a girls trip? It was like this whole like, oh, okay, here comes the cast trip. But
right.
It's like, Carrie, nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares that Mark likes his daughter this season. Nobody cares about your dad because literally you are nothing. Also, remember.
We've never even seen her dad.
Right. Like right now she's living in his house because he doesn't want to live there. He's in Palm Springs while they do that. And it's also like, I don't know. Oh, by the way, Mark, you know how he got that stupid pizza stove?
Mm-hmm.
It has its own Instagram account.
Oh my gosh.
And you know,
it's like a $75,000 stove.
Yeah. And it's like when Yolanda, when her fridge had its own Instagram account, I was like, that's funny because obviously it's a parody account and somebody else made it, but you like just know that Mark and Carrie were like, oh my God, wouldn't it be so funny if we made an Instagram account for your stove? Like, oh my God, people are going to love it. It's like, read the room. We hate you.
They're at like Paris Fashion Week right now. I'm like, you guys don't belong there.
No. And Carrie, every photo she looks like, I'm like, are you a White Walker? She looks like
she's done way too much. Her face doesn't move.
No, and sometimes I think, wow, she's so pretty. Like, you can always tell when she's done Botox because her eyebrows are, like, touching her hairline. But, it's like, when her Botox is chill, like, she looks nice. Like, she should stop doing it. She posted this photo the other day on Instagram. It was, like, this boomerang of these needles in somebody's neck. And, like, pulling them in and out, it was the boomerang. Ooh. And I'm like, who wants to see that? And why can't I look away?
No, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so the kids of Dallas really were a huge hit this week.
Brandy, we got to see
Cameron back in Spanish class.
Oh, okay, So basically, Cameron and Court and the kids decide that they're going to have like a Spanish teacher teach them how to cook because she wants to brush up on her Español.
She's so literally like, hola.
Mm-hmm. She's like,
hola.
She's like, what's mantequilla? It's butter. Is butter a carb? And just like watching this is, I'm like, one, at what point in life do you think she started talking like that? Like, that's not her. That's not really the way.
Interesting question.
Right? Like, I feel like it's like when she got to college, she started talking like mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. Like, she started really playing up. Like, okay, I'm going to college. I'm with rich people. Like, I have to play up the dumb blonde, but I have to stay skinny and pretty so I can be the trophy one. And then I can always make the man feel like he's right.
Do you think maybe it was like after Legally Blonde? Like, her dialect is so slow. She talks so slow.
She's like, I need to find distribution for Sparkle dog food.
Her enunciation is strong.
Yeah, it's like, all right, relax, Cameron. But her kids are cute. Like, and I do think it's like
I feel like they're in on the joke. It's like Court makes fun of Cam, so the kids I feel like kids don't if they're around their like mom, clearly they're around mom a lot more. Mm-hmm. So there's like, they kind of lose respect because they're with them all the time. And then like dad's like, oh, we never get to see him. He's special. And like, let's act like dads. And then they like make fun of mom.
Yeah. But that's the same situation that Stephanie has with her kids and Travis is when they're with her. She even said, she's like, they totally disrespect me. But like, if Travis was here, they would never do this sort of thing.
Right.
And so, but I think Cameron, I like the fact though that Cameron is having her kids learn another language because she said, because people in other countries speak other languages. So, yeah. So then she ruins it by that.
And probably 40% of Texas speaks Spanish.
Yeah. But not in Highland Park where I tag all my Instagram photos.
No, I bet in Highland Park it's like a good, I would say actually 40%. It's all their workers.
What, Highland Park is like the richest place in.
I know. Who do you think's cleaning their houses? Who do you think's cooking for them?
Sorry, I did not catch on.
Who do you think's gardening for them?
All right. All right. Touche. Touche. Then Brandy, her kids, man. So the big party, like, you know, we did meet all the kids. But the big thing this week was like the dog and kid party, paint your pup party. So Brandy's like taking her kids and throws in one of those devil redhead kids. And the kid has a full meltdown. I'm hot. And my mom, by the way, my mom has been up here this week. And so I said, if you're going to watch TV with me, you're going to sit through The Real Housewives of Dallas. And she will only watch Beverly Hills. And she goes, well, I heard that the Dallas girls are the realest. And, and then when we get to this part and the little girl's like, it's hot. And my mom goes, if it's hot, why would she wear a long sleeve shirt? Like, this kid is the worst. It's like, okay. It's like, well, this is what we're dealing with. And she goes, and then Brandy has the audacity to say that she's glad she has a nanny. Like, not all of us can afford to have a nanny, Brandy.
You're like, she just got that, mom.
Yeah, it's like, well, mom, no, like, she adopted a baby, which is like really sweet. And she's like, I don't care. She's like, you know, I raised you. And I was like, no, we don't relate to them. This is where we get to have a line of separation and make fun of them.
But those girls are sassy. They're fiery redheads.
They were also like licking, like they had like the backseat cameras like focused on them. And then they would like go put their face in and like lick the camera. And I'm like, oh, man.
And wasn't there something like about eating boogers?
Yeah. One of the girls was like, oh, you ate your booger. And she's like, no, I didn't. Brandy's like, please stop. And then Stephanie was actually really cute. She took her sons to go dance, like a dance class.
This reminded me of Noel de Lesseps when he was breakdancing in New York. Mm-hmm. It got the same kind of vibe.
Yeah, but this was like actually cute because I felt like she was like, listen, I think her son's like dyslexic. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, he had mentioned that he liked to dance. And so I wanted to like give him a skill he could like work on.
Right.
And I just thought it was like, I think they're all very good moms, but it was like sweet. And she's like, I don't even remember. And then the whole thing was like really cute, except for when they were disrespectful.
She's just the best anyways.
And then the last kids that we saw were Deandra and Dee.
Yeah. Another mother-daughter duo. A little bit older. This woman's 77.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's still fighting.
Yeah. It was It was funny though, because, well, they ended up compromising because Dee finally said, take the company. I don't care. And I was like, but that's what you said last season.
Right. And Dee got her own confessional. What did you think about her look?
Well, so I told my mom, I was like, so this is the mom. She goes, is that, she looks like a very good version of Tammy Faye Baker. And who's I was that? Like, oh, look her up. If you don't know who Tammy Faye Baker is, she used to be married to this like really religious guy. And then she'd have like, she'd wear like 14 pounds of mascara. Just Google her. I'm sure you've seen her. But okay. I laughed and she was like, and what? This girl has a company? She's like, why doesn't she just have her trust fund? And I was like, Mom, thank you. This is what I've been saying. But anyways, I really appreciate that she did that. But so yeah, Dee had a confessional. Oh my gosh,
she really does.
Right?
Look like Tammy Faye Baker.
Right?
We need to do a side by side.
Yeah. I mean, it's
on
just...
it.
Okay. Just wait till after this.
Okay.
Okay. But so it was just... She finally gave over the company. So we'll see what happens with that. But the funny thing is, it's like, so Deandra, if you recall last season, Keaton, was that the stepson's name? Like lived with them. And she
That moved out.
Because she like basically kicked him out. So she's like,
he was annoying. He didn't want to do anything. Wasn't he like working at a Verizon store?
Sure. But she like embarrassed him on national TV, which I'd be like, how dare you? So anyways, the other son, the younger one, is there for like the summer. And so she's like basically saying like, I got to try harder with this one because I really fucked it up last year. And he gave Mama D this hug that I was like, oh, it was just like a really like engulfing hug, a real big bear hug.
I could see Mama D giving a good hug.
Yeah, like I feel
like a strong hug.
Is Deandra an only child? Yes, right?
Almost positive.
Yeah. So
because you know, a lot of, you know, mothers and daughters, if they're both good looking, they fight with each other, and I feel like that would only happen with a only.
Yeah, that's true. I did ask my mom. I was like, are you jealous of me? She's like, what? And I was like, just watch this flashback scene. She's like, what the hell? Who says that to their kid?
Bizarre.
I was like, again, we are not relating to them. And then, so then we talked, Leah and Rich talked about their wedding. And my mom's like, what's
their budget? Seriously, $250,000?
My mom goes, these guys look poor. $250,000?
I'm sorry. A cop's budget, I don't think it's $250,000.
First off, and Leanne drives like a 1985 Mercedes, not as a vintage car.
She got a new car.
Oh, she did. What'd she get? Mm-hmm. A Honda Accord?
A Prius. It's a Prius.
Is it a Prius?
No. Oh. It was...
A Range Rover?
I know she got a new car because I noticed that in one episode. I can't think of it right now.
Okay. Well, basically, she's made money from this show.
Right. Like, but I mean, still, you're going to pay $250,000 on a wedding. That's insane.
And like,
but then they've adjusted the guest list. It's only like 100, not 500. I mean, 1,000.
Yeah. It was like, she said, like, she's like, well, I have a list of 130 people. And I'm like, no, come on. And like, Rich's, you could just doesn't care. He's like, well, she's like asking questions about like, you know, logistics. And he's like, I mean, every time I get married, I'm just waiting.
I know. I mean,
it was funny. Ugh. No, it was funny though. But it's like $250,000 is ridiculous. You do not need to spend that.
No.
You just don't. No.
I mean, you have 158 dresses. Couldn't you just dye that white?
She totally could.
158 styles or 170?
She totally could. That's actually a brilliant idea. Why wouldn't she do that?
I already found her wedding dress. Gosh. What number style is she going to wear? 37? 72?
I mean, she has 175 possibilities. They're endless. Who knows?
Okay, so, then we go to our paint your dog party. And I loved how Stephanie's like, she doesn't show up with her dog. And she's like, I can do kids or dogs, but not both.
Which, agreed. And even like Leanne was like, hey, Cam, Louie shit on the floor. And it's not a solid shit. And she's like, oh, no, did he? He must be nervous. But Cam was so focused on her painting, like she couldn't be bothered with anything.
And she's like, I don't clean up poo.
Well, first off, Cameron, which is interesting, told us she's an art major. And I was like, didn't you tell us the other week that you were going to get your master's, but you married Court instead? And like, this is not anything against art majors, but like, what would an art major get their master's for?
Well, you can get your master's on anything.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you're an art major, what are you going to get your master's in? I know you can get it in anything, but I'm saying, like, if you're trying to, like, still go on the art path or whatever, because then she was like, you know, I'm an art major, so my painting's the best. And I just felt like she was, like, she's just trying to pretend she's smarter than she is. And I was like, Cam, we like you for how dumb you are.
And I was shocked that Cam wasn't the one that ate the dog treat. Well, Leanne, that was, like, a normal mistake, I felt.
Well, also, though, like, she put the dog treats, like, on a table where somebody would go eat them. Yes.
Like, how the kids didn't eat those either.
I mean, maybe they did. Maybe sparkle dog food is for humans, too.
And you can sparkle out purple, pink diarrhea.
And so, also,
what were, like, what was, like, the outcomes of the paintings? Who was the best?
I'd say Cam's was, yeah, Cam's was, and then Zuri's was the worst. We only really saw, like, Zuri and then, like, Brandy's. Like, it wasn't a highlighted feature, you know?
Wasn't, like, Stephanie's dog, like, looking really high?
No, Stephanie didn't even bring her dog.
No, but, like, her painting?
I don't know. Again, you need to know. I try to pay attention to these, but, like, I don't care about a dog party. Like, but also funny about the dog party is, so Cameron hired a string quartet, and she goes, and then four of them showed up. Like, I'm not kidding. And she's,
you,
like,
you can't pay, you, like, you can't write that.
Like, she's like, I, like, what's a trio? And I was like, stop it. Just stop. Like, it was so ridiculous. And then basically, like, the end of that is, like, you know, Brandy's also, like, mad at Carrie because Carrie had the stress-icles, and it's like, ugh, move on.
That's the dumbest fight ever.
Take us abroad.
Go to sleep.
Take us abroad and fight about it in a tulip garden. Give us some scenery. Like, so then we end the episode, and it's, like, Deandra, who looks like she came out of a 1920s vintage store with this, like, hat that she couldn't even see out of.
They have to be the worst dressed franchise and makeup.
Maybe.
Rivaling with OC.
Yeah. Well, there's, like, for instance, I like Stephanie's style. Mm-hmm. That's it. So, sure. Yes. I think Carrie tries too hard, but that's her life in general. But anyway, so they, like, sit down, and it's like, I don't care. Like, Deandra, again, the lady doth protest too much. You are literally putting your feelings onto Leanne, like, trying to be like, oh, you and Rich lead separate lives. And, like, is he cheating on you? Like, what's going on? And it's like, first off, not your business. Secondly, don't you dare try to pull this shit on camera with me.
Well, I feel like this all comes down to the $200 bank account. She's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. You're shaming me for being poor. Let's go, girl. Mm-hmm. I brought out my gloves, and I'm going to say, guess what? I've heard some rumors at the Roundup.
Mm-hmm. And I know the boys who did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That, you know what? Rich is not faithful. You guys live separate lives. You go out on separate nights. What happens on those nights?
It's just,
I mean, we saw what you did at the rodeo. wiping up the beer off the floor with your hair.
Oh man, get a haircut.
Hey.
Yes, it was just, we're getting ready to go abroad, and that's all we want at this point. That's all I'll say. Dallas is boring.
Well, hopefully next week people obviously turn into 90 Day Fiancé.
Before the 90 days. I know. I'm sorry. I know I spent a lot of time on it, but, like, I am just, like, I'm shocked. And maybe what I'll try to do is, guys, I'll be gone for the next 2 weeks. So,
yes. So next week I will be reviewing The Pretty Mess, and I will have a special guest, and
maybe I will send you a message with my 90 Day Fiancé thoughts, because I'm so invested in this show.
Please let us know if you liked that recap.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Where we lost you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. No, people have been telling, they've been DMing saying, like, I want you guys to talk about this show. So we got so many people telling us they were so glad that we were watching it.
Well, guys, keep on listening to us. Write us 5-star reviews only. Buy Morning Recovery.
Yeah, can you guys please stop leaving reviews about the way I speak? I'm so sorry about the way I speak, but it's not changing. So the more reviews you write about it, the less I can do anything about it.
We can't take her to speech therapy at this point, guys.
Sorry. Brunettes can't change their voice. but yeah, and if you're in town, guys, in the Bay Area, Sunday at 5:30, go meet up with maybe Summer. Summer Mary might be there. Fall Mary might be there, but she will have drink in hand. Yes, she'll have drink in hand, and it will be super fun. And I hope you guys all have a wonderful 2 weeks without me.
Okay, I'll try to hold down the fort.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.